We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You talk to any of these people in here that know anything about construction, and they will tell you that it's cheaper, easier, and everything else to do it right the first time than it is to go back and have to redo it. Well, if that's so in building a natural house or a natural dwelling, how much more so is it going to be in a spiritual house?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Soaring with the Eagles, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now, most people, when they think of a bird, they think of a duck or something like that. That an eagle is a large fowl, and they do weigh quite a bit. And then after the large branches, they place them in the cleft of the cliff, of the rock, high up, and they begin to put them together. And then after that, they begin to bring the smaller branches. Now, you know, we begin to think about something here. The eagle takes these things up into the rock. It builds its nest on the rocks. Matthew 7:24 said, the wise man built his house on the rock. It's important that if you're going to fulfill what God wants for you in your life, you got to build on the right foundation. Nothing else is going to make sense in your life until you do. Now, after gathering the large logs from the valley, the pair goes off and they begin to get the smaller sticks and put them in and build the nest, build the construction. And after that, the final step of the nest, they line it with leaves and then they pull down off of their own bodies and cover the inside of the nest with that. It's very soft. Now, I want you to realize that this is not just some little old bitty nest. This is a large construction, weighing sometimes, they say, well, the weight, when it's finished, the nest will weigh up to as much as 1 or 2 tons when it's finished. It will be able to withstand the winds that blow in the mountains. And if any of you know anything about the real high mountains, sometimes they get really, really high winds. Winds sometimes as much as 100 miles an hour. These eagles' nests will withstand winds upwards of 100 miles an hour in those clefts of the rock as they're built there. I mean, they build a nest to stay. That's what you need to learn to do with Christ Jesus. You need to build a place of permanence. A place that whenever the wind and the storms come, the circumstances and the situations of life come, your dwelling will remain. In the very midst of the storm, the eagle will snuggle down into his nest, knowing that he is secure, because he made sure, he and his mate made sure that they built the nest properly to start with. When you get a hold of God's word, and you build your life correctly on God's word, the devil can howl all he wants to. The circumstances and the storms of life can come, but you can snuggle down firmly in your spiritual house and know that it will stand and that there is nothing that can come against it that can destroy it. You see, that comes from knowing what God's Word says. You don't get upset. There is a nursery rhyme that actually probably taken based off of the story that Jesus told about the people that build their house. You know, one person built their house upon the sand, and then another one built it where he built his. Yeah, but then, you know, they probably got that because they built the straw house, the pigs, you know, built a straw house and a wood house. But remember, the one built, he took time. The others didn't have time. They wanted to do everything. So they throwed together, just throwed something together. But one of them took time to build a rock house. And if it hadn't have been for the compassion of Brother Pig, only one little pig would have survived. Am I correct? But you see, he built his house that where it would stand the test. I mean, the big bad wolf, which is the devil, he come over there and he was saying, I'm going to blow your house in. And the little pig said, you huff and puff all you want to. I built me a strong house. You ain't going to blow my house down. He was secure. Some of you, when the enemy comes against you, you begin to tremble and shake because you're really not secure that your house will stand. But if you are secure in knowing that you have built it on God's Word and you know what God's Word says, you can say, do what you will, Mr. Devil. I shall stand. The majestic eagle stares the storm in the face and hunkers down in his nest as if to say, blow all you want to, wind. Blizzard, come on. I shall remain firm because I took the time to do it right to start with. That's the problem with a lot of Christians. They haven't taken the time to build properly to start with. And then the enemy hits them. And they have to go back and start construction all over again. Did you know it's harder to reconstruct something than it is to build it right the first time? You talk to any of these people in here that know anything about construction, and they will tell you that it's cheaper, easier, and everything else to do it right the first time than it is to go back and have to redo it. Well, if that's so in building a natural house or a natural dwelling, how much more so is it going to be in a spiritual house? Man, you better do it right the first time, because when the devil comes in, you sometimes don't have time to go get in a reconstruction project. He devours you before you can get into the reconstruction process. All right? Now, once the nest is completed, it's time to have the family. Now, here's what happens. The mom lays the eggs, usually one or two at a time, in the spring. After a few weeks, the baby chicks are hatched. The male eagle, he spends from the time the eggs are laid, and then after they're hatched, he spends his time providing for the family. Providing for the family. And then at a certain time, the mother eagle begins to help him in providing for the young babes in the nest. Now that teaches us something from God's Word. God's Word talks to us males. to we heads of families. He talks to us about providing for our families first. He talks to us about putting our families first and our own needs and our own personal wants and desires second. Didn't get very many amens, men. It says here that the male eagle, his entire time is consumed with providing for the needs of his family. That's precisely what the Word of God says to we that have been born again. But on the other hand, we look at it, God has said to us, all of us that are in his family now, that he will provide for us. See, there's a higher element here that we need to look at. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Psalms 37:25. I mean, know what it says? When I start, you will. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God is the Father of all of us that are born again, and he is our provider. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me at the end of every broadcast, we say, thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, that's because we have partners. Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can send to help us to be able to do that. And we need you to pray for us, especially as we go all over preaching, all over the world, actually, preaching and teaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the offering helps us to go to those places. And so once again, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, Soaring with the Eagles. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.